answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
This billboard, which sat along the U.S.-Mexico border, it promoted birth packages to pregnant foreign nationals starting as low as $4,000. On the sign, they directed people to visit havemybabyintexas.com, which has since been taken down. But not before our team was able to pull screen grabs from the site. They show the nice hospital rooms offered to these women. Saturday in America exclusive. Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is directing state agencies to investigate the hospital for any violations of the law. In a statement to Fox, Mission Regional Medical Center says, "We do not support or facilitate any unlawful activity and work to comply with all applicable federal and state laws and regulations. The marketing materials regarding maternity services are no longer in use due to any unintended misunderstanding."
A misunderstanding. But the billboard is still there. They haven't taken it down. So the misunderstanding continues for illegals along the Mexico-U.S. border. Basically, you can have your child in our hospital, look at all of our nice rooms and everything, and they will have a U.S. citizen passport immediately. The birthright citizenship issue. There's talk that one way to put an end to the Supreme Court decision the other day is to codify, for Trump to codify that you cannot be born on soil and automatically be a U.S. citizen. That will be a very big legal test, a heavy lift, just as trying to go through ratification of that amendment. That would make our 28th Amendment. First of all, you got to get approval through Congress. Then it has to go to the states. And by the time you have the correct number of states, you're looking at years down the road. It is possible... sooner than later, that the Democrats will realize what they have done to our country. Sane Democrats. The progressive left is not going to let go of anything. I'll give you an example of that as we move forward. But Texas Governor Abbott says he's taking steps at this point. Missile and drone strikes from Iran hit numerous Gulf states near the Strait of Hormuz early this morning. Oman, Bahrain, Jordan, Kuwait were among those targeted by Tehran. They want an end to it. Well, we turned and fired upon Iran repeatedly. And Trump says there will be more hell to pay if you continue. There is no memorandum of understanding that's in place. There is no peace deal. There is no ceasefire. There are no talks, supposedly, that would bring anything to a change. Some have suggested Trump himself needs to go talk to them. If that's going to happen, a face-to-face meeting, I want to be careful about where that takes place and the security precautions, because we know they want to kill Trump. Welcome to the second hour of Larry Connors USA, July 13, 2026. And reminding you, we're with you every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And once you get into this program, it's very difficult to find a spot where you can bail out and not miss something you still want to hear. Yes, we build it that way because we want to keep you. But we also want to not just entertain you, but inform you. And that is why with Larry Connors USA, you get news, analysis, commentary, and education. You leave each hour with more knowledge than you have when we began that hour. That's a promise. Hold me to it. And reminding you, when we're on the air like we are right now, we're streaming video. You can watch the program. Go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And everything later is available as a podcast, video, or audio. at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and LarryConnorsUSA Facebook, or any platform you want. You simply search Larry Connors USA. And let me remind you again, your phone is your radio. Download our free app, Newstalk STL. Put it on your phone. Open it up when you're ready, and you can listen to whatever program we have on the air at that moment, which right now would be Larry Connors USA. It's a digital signal. You'll never get beyond the reach of our signals using this way. We're limited by the FCC. We've got two great FM signals, but the FCC constricts how far we can go. Like my daughter in Florida would not be able to hear the program on the FM signals. But she can digitally by using our free app. Coming up, more on the death of South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. And there's already a rush to fill his seat. President Trump has made a statement regarding that. It's unfortunate we have to rush forward like that. But it's a balance of power in the Senate and things that need to be accomplished. But we'll get into that, including an interview that Mike Ferguson on the morning show had today with Senator Jim Talin, who had served with Lindsey Graham. But I want to turn to something that is absolutely disgusting in every way possible. A 42-year-old illegal immigrant convicted of repeatedly raping a child by his own admission had been granted a pardon by Governor Tim Walz, and his Board of Pardons. And you know why? They wanted to grant it to him, quote, due to, quote, immigration concerns. Where's their concern about immigration? And it goes deeper than that. And when you start looking at what this guy did, well, here's the way Fox News puts it.
This was a 10-year-old girl repeatedly raped. That's the accusation. And she herself wrote a letter on his behalf, and so did many others. The AG, Keith Ellison, said this about a week ago. He said the Minnesota Board of Pardons made the unanimous decision to grant Tu Vang this pardon after an exhaustive process which included a statement of support from the victim, a recommendation to grant the pardon for the Clemency Review Commission, and a large number of community support letters. So, by the way, that's all null and void right now, correct? And this individual is out of the country?
He is out of the country. He will never be allowed to threaten another American again. And that is because of the action of this administration. An illegal alien in this country convicted of heinous crimes. Of course, you're mentioning the power of forgiveness we see from people. And I'm always astonished by people that can have that capacity to forgive these heinous crimes. But we are going to enforce the law. We are not going to allow someone to endanger Americans. And this is a clear example of a pardon issue to shield someone from deportation, convicted of these heinous crimes. That is not something we're going to allow. We are going to side with the American people. We're going to protect the American people. We are under no obligation, to state the obvious, to allow someone convicted of these heinous crimes to remain in the United States of America.
No, we're not. And Secretary of State Rubio had him deported. But the Minnesota Clemency Review Commission, voting 4-2 to grant him a pardon to this Laotian national, who himself has admitted that he started having intercourse with this child. He was 18 to 20 at the time, and he had sexual intercourse with the 10-year-old from 4 to 6 times. She was in the fourth grade. And according to documents uncovered by Fox News, she did not understand what he was doing, so she let him at the time. Then she was angry and sad, but has since come forward and written a statement saying, pleading for him to be left here. And you know why? Because the Clemency Board also added one commissioner. It's a very tough case, but his kids not having a father is not in the best interest of society. What about that child and others he might rape? Elon Musk says right now, as he was speaking to Joe Rogan, the Democrats are dead wrong on everything and will destroy this country.
That's the nature of the scam. It's a bank shot. So then the rebuttal from the Dems is like, oh, well, the vast majority of the people who are mocked as live in the Social Security Administration weren't receiving Social Security Administration payments. That is true. What they forgot to mention is they're getting fraudulent payments from every other government program. And that's why the Dems were so opposed to turning off, to declaring someone dead who was dead, because it would stop the entire other, all the other fraud from happening.
And so, but all this, is it trackable? Like all this other fraud,
it's
if
totally
they
trackable.
Wanted to, they could chase it all down.
Yeah, it's not even hard.
And yet they're opposing chasing it all down.
They're opposing chasing it all down because it would it turns off the money magnet for the illegals.
Well, and how much money are we talking?
It's hundreds of billions of dollars.
And again, that's why they want the illegals in the country. For fraud and for voter fraud. We'll come back to that in a moment. But Fox News' Carolyn McCaney talks about these Democrat socialists and their agenda. They would dramatically reshape our constitutional government.
The Democratic Socialists of America revealing the group's updated platform, which is even more radical than before. Now, they plan to release this next week. Listen to this. The United States Senate eliminated, gone. The president and the Supreme Court replaced. The Department of War defunded. All immigrants given amnesty. That is the plan. Now, who is driving this machine? Well, they say it's the people. But a new survey shows those people overwhelmingly identify as anarchists and Marxists. Yet the media is running cover for the group. The Washington Post is claiming Republicans are falsely labeling them as communist. And other members in the media are mocking the idea of the Red Scare. But if those journalists, so-called, spent the same amount of time covering the DSA as they did a pool that nobody swims in, they would find a web of caucuses within the group that explicitly push communism.
Explicitly pushing communism. If the legacy media would actually take a moment to look at it. And there are reports, and I'll try to get to them before we wrap up this hour, about how Google and others had tried to sanitize the Democrat socialist movement. And that includes the Graham Platner story. Of course, the SAVE Act is a critical issue. And Senator Graham, before his death over the weekend, had talked to President Trump after returning from Ukraine, saying, "We will get back to work on the SAVE Act. We will push it forward." Ohio Congressman Jordan says, "We must do so."
I do think if there's a straight up or down vote on photo ID, you could get enough Republican senators to vote for it. You just can't get to that question because of the filibuster. So there are a handful, it looks like, Republican senators who will not vote to ever get rid of the filibuster. I think we know what's going to happen. If Democrats ever get control, they're going to do it. So it seems like if that's going to happen, or if that might happen, we should probably stop it now and put in place these safeguards to make sure our elections are fair, our elections are honest, our elections are the way that supposed to be. But short of that, I don't know how we're going to get it done. We can try to put some incentives on the reconciliation package that will push states and encourage states to do it. But other than that, I'm not sure how we can get there if the senators won't ever deal with this filibuster.
Yeah, and you've got to get them to deal with it. And they won't. Because, and this includes some Republican senators, and they got called out the other day by House Committee Chairman Comer. If you're in the Senate and you're afraid to vote to protect the election integrity of our nation because you think it might cost you votes in your Senate race, how weak are you? You shouldn't even be in the Senate. And I would agree. But they're quaking in the boots that, well, if I step into this SAVE Act, I've got a lot of illegals in my state. I know I do, whether or not we're a sanctuary state, and the vote might turn against me. And so they're going to basically ignore American principles and the Constitution to save their arse in the Senate. Now, I'd repeat Congressman Comer's remarks. Just how much of a senator are you that you feel unsafe to vote what is right? And you got to keep something in mind. and the illegals that have come into this country, especially through the open border policy, thank you, Joe Biden. We have terrorists. We know we have. We have caught some. We've stopped some from coming in. And yet, even though the border is now closed, even during the time it was, quote, open under Biden, some were coming across in the dark of night. They obviously did not want to be detected when the border at that time was open. And some of them come with radical ideas. One of them is a perfect example out of Birmingham. There's an Islamist jihadist imam talking about, we will impose Sharia law everywhere. And you women listening right now, if you think you might be in favor of Hamas and Palestinian states, listen to what he said will happen to any woman who does not adhere to covering her body.
Her, that she's punished and she's stoned to death. And according to the Sharia, again, when it comes to women, there must be a hole dug in the earth, in the ground, and she must be covered up to the half of the body, so that her setter does not appear.
So dig a hole in the ground, put the woman into it up to her waist, and then stone her to death. This is what they do in Sharia law parts of the world. There are a lot of Muslim countries in the world that do not practice Sharia law. They do not practice the Islamist view of it. They're practicing the Muslim and the Quran in a way that is vastly interpreted differently. Those are not our issue. Our issue are those who want to do exactly what he described. Is that what you want from this country? And then we look at all the illegal truck drivers in here causing numerous deaths, one killing a Pennsylvania state trooper. I'll have more on that before we wrap up this hour. But coming back, we're going to return to Senator Lindsey Graham passing and how fiery he was to protect Kavanaugh during the Supreme Court nomination hearings. Stand by, please.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. Meguiar Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, Meguiar is a household name because Meguiar understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend Meguiar Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. VincentsJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Drinking dog whiskey, telling wild lies. One leads to another on Saturday night. Don't you cross your heart.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You said that, not me. You've got nothing to apologize for. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said hello, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure as hell wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy. Are you a gang rapist?
No.
I cannot imagine what you and your family have gone through. Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham.
That is Senator Lindsey Graham. During the confirmation hearings involving Supreme Court nominee Justice Kavanaugh, they were coming out of the woodwork with all these claims, and the specific senator he was targeting in his remarks, Illinois Senator Durbin. Durbin suggested, Kavanaugh, you need to ask the White House to pause all of this until the FBI can complete a thorough investigation into sexual assault allegations made by Christine Blasey Ford. Kavanaugh repeatedly deflected, did not commit to that request. With Durbin directly urging the nominee to make that request, multiple Senate Democrats in the Senate Judiciary Committee continually demanded the Trump administration carry out an FBI investigation based on the allegations of these women from years and years and years before. They couldn't even remember the date. They couldn't remember where the party was, if it happened, but they were accusing him of gang rape and everything else. They were throwing everything they could to keep a Trump appointee from getting on the U.S. Supreme Court. It was disgusting in so many ways. And Durbin went off on them. And in review of that event, sitting behind him that day was one of his aides. And he explains, this is what happened just before Durbin went on that rant.
He grew more and more frustrated as the hearing went on because he felt that it was just a fundamentally unfair process. And it was one particular Democratic senator that pushed him over the edge. And that senator asked Brett Kavanaugh, if you're really innocent, why don't you want an FBI, a further FBI investigation? If you're really innocent, you would turn around to Don McGahn, the White House counsel at the time, and you would ask for this investigation. And I remember Lindsey turning to me and saying, this is not the Soviet Union. Tell Grassley, the then chairman, I'm going next.
And boy, was he ready. And you heard the fire in his voice. I'm not always sided with what Lindsey Graham has done. I've had questions about it, but he's a likable guy, but at the same time, doesn't mean I have to like everything he's voted on and his stance. You may be the same way. I've said the same about Donald Trump. Make no mistake about it. I'm not a 100% Trumper. I believe in a lot of what he's doing. I believe he's accomplished a lot for the nation and will do more as long as he can have a true presidency, not a lame duck presidency in the last 2 years. That's why the midterm is so important. And unfortunately, with the death of Lindsey Graham, things have to move forward. They've already set a special election date for August, I believe August 12. I don't have it in front of me now. President Trump has suggested in the meantime to fulfill his spot, they give it to his sister, not Trump's sister, Graham's sister. Congresswoman Mace is one of those considered to be in the running. This is a difficult time. You want to say that I'm in play, I'm ready to step in and fill the role, and yet you wouldn't allow for a time of mourning. But the crisis of the election coming up, it has to be shortened. It is a shame, and our prayers should go out to the Graham family. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, who was junior senator, is now the senior senator.
It's a time for prayer for those folks who are ailing. There's no doubt about it that Senator McConnell deserves our prayers. He served our country valiantly and continues to be in good spirits from all that I've heard. I texted him over the weekend. I will simply say that we have a lot of work to get done, and we'll get our work done, but we certainly will miss Lindsey Graham. And as we focus on the next few weeks in the Senate, we'll take a step back and remember that we're all human. In fact, we all have families. We all are just there trying to serve the greatest country on the planet. And we'll get the work done, but in the next 48 hours and probably beyond, we'll spend time celebrating the life of Lindsey Graham, mourning the loss of Lindsey Graham, but understanding why he was so important to America, and hopefully doubling down on keeping Americans safe here at home and anywhere we travel.
And he began by talking about Mitch McConnell, who'd been missing for several weeks. Some were questioning, is he even alive? Well, he posted pictures and said, I'm fine. I took a fall. He goes back to the days when I had polio as a child. And I took a fall and I banged my head up a little bit, but I'm going to be okay. He is not running for re-election. He's into his 80s. He knows his time is over. But he's going to stay there until they get someone in place that can succeed him and carry forward, hopefully with Trump's plans to protect our nation. That would include Save America Election Act. Now, earlier today on the Mike Ferguson show, the morning show, their guest included former Senator Jim Talent of Missouri, talking about the days he had served with Lindsey Graham.
Your description of him was great. He was a very vivid personality, and very authentic and very human. And it served him very well in politics. He would take positions sometimes, and I would look at it and I would think, how's that going to sell in South Carolina? But he prospered there because people believed he was being authentic in what he said, and that was true. And if you look at things like the speech he gave at the memorial service for Joe Lieberman, who was a real friend of his. You see the real Lindsey, and all of us have anecdotes and stories about him. He was very consequential in his interest in foreign policy, became an informal, but always, informal and patriotic sort of other channel to foreign governments for presidents. And he's going to be missed. I think you'll see from his colleagues. I saw something from Cory Booker. That was very good, very warm about him. And I think most people felt that way about him.
And in fact, the Israeli National Security Minister is mourning Graham as Israel's strongest ally. Congresswoman Nancy Mace of South Carolina, honoring Graham's decades of military and congressional service, but acknowledging we did not always agree. But then you've got the trash on the other side. The Young Turks co-host and executive producer Anna Kasparian put on X two words, good riddance. How do you make such a remark about the death of a U.S. senator or anyone? If they had assaulted a member of my family, I'd say so. And another far-right political commentator, Nick Fuentes, added, good riddance. Former MSNBC analyst and Lincoln Project co-founder Schmidt called Graham a lonely, unprincipled man who betrayed his country for power and his decency for attention. Hassan Piker, a left-wing streamer, marked any tribute to Graham with one word, LMAO. You know what that is, laughing my arse off. As I said, we have the situation with President Trump suggesting to the governor you should appoint Graham's sister in the interim. They will be having a special election and scheduled 3 weeks from now, they'll begin a primary process. Just 3 weeks from now. The position cannot go unheld. It's got to be filled and quickly because of how tight the vote is inside the Senate. 47 Democrats, 52 so-called Republicans. A majority is 51, obviously. Coming up, we're going to go back to Bill Clinton talking about all this claim of cries for free Palestine and Hamas. He nails it on the head in his remarks. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. And NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
Show me what you got, cause I don't wanna waste my time. See me in the spotlight, ooh, I love your style. Show me what you got now, come and make it worth my while. Give it to me, I'm worth it. Baby, I'm worth it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The only time Yasser Arafat didn't tell me the truth was when he promised me he was going to accept the peace deal, which would have given the Palestinians a state on 96% of the West Bank and 4% of Israel, and they got to choose where the 4% of Israel was. All this was offered, and they said no. And I think part of it is that Hamas did not care about a homeland for the Palestinians. They wanted to kill Israelis and make Israel uninhabitable. Well, I got news for them. They were there first. Before there was, their faith existed.
That is Bill Clinton talking about the Camp David summit in 2000. He said, we had everything in place, and it was going to be an opportunity for the Palestinians to have 91% or more of the Gaza and West Bank. And Arafat told Clinton, yeah, we're in favor of this. But then, as you heard, Clinton blamed Arafat for the failure of the talks, stating, I regret that in 2000, Arafat missed the opportunity to bring that nation into being and pray for a day for the dreams of the Palestinians. Arafat simply walked away, but supposedly told Clinton, yeah, we're all in. It's believed others got to Arafat and said, no way. No way do we do that. And we are where we are now. There's an interesting note that's happening regarding birthright citizenship. Senator Jim Banks introduced legislation earlier today. Of course, introducing it just begins the process aimed at ending birthright citizenship for illegals who came across our border illegally, and for birth tourists, those who come into the country legally, but they're only here to drop a baby and then take them back with the U.S. passport. He's pushing Senator Banks to define these children as children of invaders under federal law. So that may be another way that they begin to turn around this birth of citizenship, which basically has been used by illegals to populate our nation and with hopes of coming back and taking over our nation, and in the process of doing it now. And we have so many blue sanctuary cities and states that will not uphold the laws of our land as it is. There's a commercial truck driver charged with killing a Pennsylvania state police trooper. That's just the latest in a string of deadly crashes caused by illegal immigrants who got CDLs, commercial driver's licenses. This is July 1st. The Haitian national in Massachusetts ran into a patrol vehicle during a roadside commercial inspection, killing the 44-year-old trooper. How did this guy get into the U.S.? under the Biden administration humanitarian parole program in July 2024, and the sanctuary state of Massachusetts were doing nothing about it. Tom Holman says, we're trying to crack down all this, and we're trying to get hold of the records of CDL holders who are here illegally, but it is not easy.
Getting information from, you know, the some of the sanctuary states is a struggle. And Sean Duffy's suing, DOJ's suing, so we're trying to get all this information we can. And we got a lot of it. We got a lot of people we're looking for. Some states were actually working way stations with the troopers trying to get these people as they're coming through. So it's a work in progress. President Trump's serious about this. ICE is out there with the local law enforcement and state law enforcement, wherever they will allow us to work with them, to ID these people and take them off the street.
But getting the information, again, that's our border czar, Tom Holman. And I want you to hear the insane principled answer when a Massachusetts governor is questioned about illegals having driver's license issued by blue sanctuary states.
Tell me about the driver's licenses for the undocumented. You think that's a good move?
So it's a matter of public safety. People are going to drive with or without a license. Right. That's why I supported it. And that's why I stood with many public safety officials.
You know, her point is that if they're going to drive anyway, they should have a driver's license. That hasn't stopped these accidents.
No, it hasn't. Why don't you tell that to the trooper's family?
Yeah.
Call the family of the trooper and explain to them why you think that's the right thing to do. Bottom line is, she's a sanctuary governor in a sanctuary state. She is normalizing illegal immigration, whether it's issuing driver's licenses, giving in-state tuition to illegal aliens, providing them with, you know, social benefits. You are normalizing illegal immigration. And that's one of the drivers of illegal immigration. That's why they come here. That's why they flock to sanctuary cities to get all these free benefits. And plus, they're protected by the establishment.
Yeah.
They can get arrested, locked in the jail, and they won't call ICE. So she is one of the reasons why we have such a huge immigration problem in this country. That and President Biden's illegal immigration crisis last 4 years that they put into place, not mismanagement, not incompetence, by design, they opened that border, brought millions of illegal aliens in this country that shouldn't be here.
And now they're giving them commercial driver's licenses. I told you the other day that the majority of those are being handed out in 10 states. They are not all blue states. That included the state of Texas at the top. Now, how the hell did that happen? Well, the blue state city of Austin, controlling a lot of what happens in the state the best they can. But Governor Abbott is quickly trying to rescind those CDLs, track them down, and get rid of them. But it's not easy. And even if you do, they simply move to another state where they get another CDL from a blue sanctuary state. Texas is not a blue sanctuary state. Austin amounts to a blue sanctuary city, but they don't officially declare it. But these truck crashes have just, in addition to killing that Pennsylvania state trooper, a college soccer player, a longtime high school basketball coach and his wife, members of an Amish community. These guys have no business being on the road driving these big rigs. They have no business being in our country. And yet they are. And the reason they are here is because we have too many weak stomach Republicans who will not stand up and fight against the blue sanctuary cities and states. There, I said it. And I'll repeat it. In the meantime, regarding the Kirk case, the man accused of killing Charlie Kirk, they've had a lot of, according to even the BBC, devastating evidence laid out against him. But this was a hearing just to determine if he should stand trial. Overwhelming evidence at every point. So now it's up to the judge, and the hearing's adjourned until September. But here's how it's been laid out on the Kirk prosecution.
UVU has a great surveillance system, and they capture the defendant coming onto campus at about 7 a.m., or I think about 8 a.m., okay? It's clearly him. He's driving his gray Dodge Charger. And I should say he's from St. George, so this isn't just a casual passing by Utah Valley University. This is a 3.5 hour drive from his home, 250 plus miles from his home. They capture his car pulling into the Utah Valley University parking structure. He gets out of the car. He's wearing his favorite Hurley hat, a maroon t-shirt, shorts, and Converse shoes, the same clothing he's wearing when he turns himself in the next day. Clearly him. There's good facial images and everything. He walks around campus and he scouts campus out. He then leaves the campus. UVU surveillance then captures him return later. He returns on foot right before the Charlie Kirk event. He's wearing a disguise of sorts. He's wearing a baseball cap, different baseball cap, pulled low. He's got sunglasses on, a different shirt, different pants, but the same Converse shoes. That's all seen in the surveillance. He's limping because there's a rifle down his pants. The surveillance captures this individual. Again, I don't want to overstate the evidence because the pictures of his face at this time are not as definitive as they were earlier because of the sunglasses and the hat. But it captures his face, captures his appearance, his height, his build, all consistent with how he looks earlier in the day and how he looks today in court. But he makes his way to the rooftop, makes his way to the sniper's perch on the rooftop, takes the shot, and then runs to the northeast, drops off the building and runs to the northeast of campus into a wooded area. That's all captured on video.
All on video. And very clearly identifying him. But this was just a hearing to determine if there's reasonable evidence to hold a trial. I'd say yes. And I haven't seen all the evidence. And I know that's not proper for me to do. It's proper for the judge and those in the courtroom that have seen everything. But by the very description of it, I'd say there appears to be more than enough evidence to at least hold a trial. In the meantime, the state of Maine is trying to decide, what are we going to do about a Democrat Senate candidate? Well, Graham Plattner stepping aside, finally, after allegations of rape, which he denies. One woman says he entered her house drunkenly, sexually assaulted her. And another woman reported that during her relationship, he repeatedly pulled off his condom during sex, which is illegal in multiple states, by the way. But all the information was being held because they thought this is the one guy that they could use to beat Susan Collins to grab a seat in the Senate. Well, a new study from the Media Research Center, a conservative watchdog group, found that Apple News and Google News published zero stories between November of last year and May this year, including the headlines about his Nazi tattoo, an offensive Reddit post he was putting out, and that he was on a platform called Kick, supposedly only for adult content, but no way to police it. And they were ignoring it. They did not want the word to get out. They were doing what they could to conceal it. Well, California Congressman Ro Khanna, who was all in the side of supporting Plattner, has admitted, yeah, maybe I was wrong, but we're changing course.
For me, the line always was sexual assault or sexual violence. And as soon as that came out, I was the first person to withdraw my endorsement. But I will say I got that call wrong. And if there's some self-reflection, it is that we all need to see the signs earlier of people who may engage in domestic violence. Look, I wasn't the only one. You had Planned Parenthood. You had Senator Warren. You had the entire Democratic Party. But I did get that call wrong.
Yeah, you got it wrong, and so did all the others. And then you were trying to hide it and cover it up and say it was acceptable. Now, that's the issue for Democrats in Maine, but it has national repercussions for how many seats are held in the Senate by the Democrats. Currently, the Republicans have 51, just right at the minimum number. I'm looking back over some of this because I might have given you a wrong number there, but It is way too close, and they need to draw the line down. Trump has already suggested that the governor of South Carolina appoint the sister of Lindsey Graham to fill his term until a special election is held. And that will begin next month. Now, Senator Tim Scott, who is now the senior senator from South Carolina, has already thrown his support behind former Congressman Trey Gowdy to fill that seat. Graham, of course, elected the Senate in 2002. He died at the age of 71. But there are other names in consideration. South Carolina Congresswoman Mace, for one of them. And Trump has hinted that Gowdy is certainly a possible replacement, but he's not specifically naming anyone at this time. The winner will face Annie Andrews, a doctor who won the Democrat primary earlier this year. So it is critical to the Republicans and the Senate and the Republican going forward, the president's policies trying to get through so he's not a true lame duck president. We'll bring you more on this as we come forward tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. We'll be here 6 to 8 tomorrow. Please tell your family and friends to be listening. If you miss it, pull up a podcast. Larry Connors, USA. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.